I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Floodwaters still plague several communities in southern United States. Mission organizations are sending in aid to help with physical needs and provide spiritual hope. You can be part of that. Stay tuned to find out how. Plus, today is a spiritually significant day for Muslims, but it's also a day where we can be praying for them. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But first, the news cycle is still focused on the mind-boggling destruction of Hurricane Harvey. Emergency aid is arriving for the flood survivors now, but it'll be weeks before people can begin to salvage their lives. And the emotional trauma will begin to take a toll, especially on the children. Keys for Kids, Greg Yoder.
During times of uncertainty, they're looking for spiritual truth.
The what's next is where Keys for Kids wants to plug in. They're working with groups like International Aid, sending not only hygiene kits and emergency supplies, but also hope in the form of their devotionals.
I want to necessarily remind them about the tragedy because they're experiencing it. They know what that is. But if they can read a story that can point them to the truth of Christ, where they can say, I have a friend no matter what my circumstances, that's something that can last for eternity, and that's something you can't buy.
So Keys for Kids is raising $30,000 for another print run and for shipping the booklets to the groups they're partnering with. Yoder says this is one way that you can help. Give. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. You can also keep praying that the seeds of the gospel take root.
Don't forget about this tragedy. Sometimes when things like this happen, you have a shelf life in the news, you know, of about 10 days, and then people kind of forget about it. But this kind of tragedy is going to last for decades.
Next, despite international calls for his release, American pastor Andrew Brunson remains imprisoned in Turkey. October will mark a year of custody without trial. There was a development in his case earlier this month, though. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says they were hoping to hear of his release and that the false charges against him were dropped. The reality? Quite the opposite.
Instead, they've now added more charges against Andrew Brunson, charging him with gathering state secrets for espionage, attempting to overthrow the Turkish parliament and government, and change the constitutional order.
Brunson's story highlights the growing political, ethnic, and religious pressure that Christians face in the unstable nation, where the president is grappling for more power and the push for Islamic nationalism is on the rise.
This is one chapter of that story of how a government and a country is really moving more towards totalitarianism, more towards dictatorship, and away from human rights, and away even really from constitutional democracy.
Despite the uncertainty, Christians will continue to share their faith with their neighbors. So would you take a moment to pray for Turkey, the church, and Andrew Brunson? Ask God to encourage his people. And today is the second day of the Hajj, a five-day pilgrimage to Mecca and one of the major tenets of Islam. All Muslims who can afford it are required to participate in the Hajj at least once in their lifetime. It started this year, August 30th, and will go through September 4th. Bob Blinko, president of Frontiers USA, says there's a list of things that Muslims have to do to complete the Hajj.
When you hear about the Hajj requirements, it's all very legal-based, very rule-based. If you don't complete this by sundown, you got to start it again the next day.
But Blinko says they're hearing stories of Muslims who are going on the Hajj and instead finding Jesus. One such story from a man named Ali.
He was an alcoholic, and he says he used to beat his wife, but he went on to this Hajj, and there Jesus Christ spoke to him in a daytime vision. He went with a group of friends, And they rode in a car, and Jesus Christ told him to get out of the Hajj experience.
Feeling shaken by his encounter with Jesus, Ali left and didn't complete the Hajj. After that, though, he became a Christian, and it transformed his life. He turned away from drinking and reconciled with his wife. And today, he's a pastor in eastern Turkey. Pray for Muslims on the Hajj this year to have miraculous encounters with Christ. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel renews and resets our lives and the relationships around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.